Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Right out. Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath.
That's right.
And will it let me say, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
With your heart.
Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
Yeah. It's a WIP afternoon show.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Easy.
You guys know him.
Hey.
See, we got to do better than that.
Now let's
way
do
better.
We got to do better than that.
Now let's do higher.
Yeah. Robbie, start one. Get him going here.
Here we go. Here we go. Come on. Everybody, I want everybody's attention. Let's go. Here we go. One, two, three. E!
A-G-L-E-S. Eagles.
There you go.
Now you know it. That's what I'm talking about.
You need
that's
a real Delco guy.
That's how Royers Ford does it.
Yeah.
All right?
A good E there. Too,
go,
Robbie.
McGurks.
Yep. Yeah. We are at McGurks and Royers Ford.
I do vowels very well, Jack.
I've said that for years.
Thank you.
It's the Bird Sound Hall sponsored by NovaCare Rehabilitation. Rob Ellis with us. Ruben Frank with us. Elliot Shore Parks at the Surfside Free Agency Desk. Just a very different job for Elliot this year.
Yeah, mostly singing Creed and saying I could be a GM.
Yeah. In that a shocking Eagles free agency first day as they have signed no players who are not already on the Eagles.
A small note, so they did announce the Ben Van Summeren signing, so get excited.
Oh, the Eagles have announced it.
Right. Yeah, but they did announce him as a fullback, not a linebacker.
Oh, man. So,
okay. There you go.
So they're adding to the offense.
There you go.
Yeah.
But they won a Super Bowl without him.
Yeah.
You know?
He's a great blocker.
Makes a lot of sense.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Are you disappointed in the Eagles' start to free agency, or do you understand it? 24.7, I'm disappointed. 75.3, I understand it. Just to finish up on this Saquon conversation, and Rob, you said you don't think that, you know, you think they'll sign another guy.
Yeah.
I think the question for me is not whether they bring another guy in.
Yeah.
The question for me is, are they going to be disciplined enough to say to themselves, we know that this other guy is not as good as Saquon, but we have, you know, we want Saquon to be good in weeks 15, 16, 17 in the playoffs. So are we willing to have a lower performer at times where we're saying we want a player not as good here, you know?
I think two things, Spike, on this. One, we don't know how Kevin Pitullo is going to go about things, and maybe changes it a little bit from what the dynamic was last year. And no, I'm just saying in terms of how much hands the ball off Saquon. Number one. But I think in theory this all sounds good, like the Phillies approach at the plate. And when it's game time and you need it, Saquon's getting the ball. So I think it's something you could probably – you'd have to do it early in games, because if a game's close or you're down, you're giving him the ball. So I think you have to stay disciplined first, second quarter, almost in every other series kind of thing.
Nick Chubb is
the only way you can do it. The only way you can do it.
Nick Chubb. Wow. Still in the NFL. Do you think they will, Rube? Do you think they can stay disciplined doing that?
No, I agree with Rob. I think it's really tough. It's 23-17, and you put Will Shipley in there on first and 10. I just don't see it. I thought Kellen Moore was pretty good at getting Gainwell in there for a series here and there.
Yep.
I think that's important. I haven't seen Will Shipley play at the level of Kenny Gainwell. Maybe he can, but I think they need another body in there. I think they need a veteran running back. I don't know who you're going to get.
Trust in Jalen, too.
Well, that's the other thing, is if you don't run the ball as much. I mean, more teams run the ball more than ever, right? Detroit ran the ball a lot. Baltimore ran the ball a lot. But not to the extreme extent that the Eagles did, especially from the bye on. Can they throw the ball more, right, next year?
I think they can. I mean, look, when you have A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, you're damn right you should be able to. You should be able to. If they're going to be so afraid of Saquon, which I don't know how they weren't last year either, then, yeah, you should be successful in the pass game, and you should be able to throw.
And I'd also like to see them get the ball to Saquon more in the passing game.
Yeah.
He doesn't take the hits. He can just kind of go out of bounds, get his 7 or 8 yards, go out of bounds, and not take on the punishment that he takes on running the ball. They never really got to that point that this year in the passing game.
I like Cam Akers.
Yeah.
Good running back.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think it's going to be that kind of guy, and then someone gets drafted later.
Rico Dowdle.
Yeah.
He's another one.
The Cowboy.
So,
starting running back.
Ike liked the Kevin Pitullo hire.
That's why he's in the worm power rankings, too.
Elliot did not.
I think that got me in there more than anything.
I forgot about the Pitullo thing.
Elliot did not love the hire. Rube, what did you think of the hire? What do you know about Pitullo?
Yeah, I can't really say at this point, because we don't really know what he's all about. And we don't know what kind of play caller he's going to be. It's really hard to kind of guess what kind of play caller someone's going to be. And I thought Nick would be really good at it. He was terrible. I didn't think Doug Peterson would be particularly good at it. He was great. So I just don't think you know until you see a guy do it. So I can't sit here and say I love it or hate it, just because I don't know enough about him. We've never seen him do it before anywhere. I think it's a mistake to say he's just going to throw all the time because he was passing game coordinator. I don't think it works that way. I don't know. I like the fact that there's some continuity. I think it's important for Jalen. You have a guy whose voice he's heard for 4 years, and he speaks the same language as him, and he signed off on this. So I think from that standpoint, it's positive. And then bringing in a new guy from the outside, that Jalen's got to learn an entirely new play caller and style and scheme. So I think there are some positives there.
It's the one thing Elliott's been wrong about this all season.
I think the continuity thing is tough to sell when you're moving on from the offensive coordinator, the quarterback coach. So, like, I don't think you get the true value of continuity. But even if you do, I don't know if that is a good thing going into next season. The last few times when they promoted from within, it's not going well on the offensive side of the ball. And I think the Eagles offensive coordinator job is arguably the best offensive coordinator job in the NFL. You call plays. It's a high-profile job. You have a ton of weapons. I would have used the opportunity to bring in a new offensive mind.
So because Press Taylor didn't work out, you think Kevin Pitullo won't?
Yeah, correct. I think that when you promote from within, you're not getting new ideas. And they can sit here and say, Kevin, like, he's his own man. He'll have his new ideas. Nick said every decision that's made with that offense, he asked Kevin Pitullo about. So you say we don't know who Kevin is, and I agree to an extent, but we kind of do. Like, he's been there for 4 years. So it would surprise me if he has all these new exciting ideas. And if he does, why hasn't he been telling them?
Elliot, here's a question I have, though.
Holding back?
But Rube just touched on it. How much of this is having discussions with Jalen? And I think they did it before the season ended because everybody knew Kellen Moore was out of it. So it wasn't like all of a sudden, whoa, surprise. But how much of it was, hey, I don't want to go through that again, and you listen to your quarterback?
Yeah.
But I mean, that's not like a super compelling point to me, because I do think that ultimately getting new ideas should have been important. I think the point about Jalen, like, I get what you're saying, but the most important thing next season, and A.J. Brown has said this, is going to be being different, like changing things up. And if they're bringing someone that's already in the building and trying to keep the offense the same for Jalen, that feels like a recipe for being stale.
Yeah, but you are labeling him because of Brian Johnson and others who weren't good. I mean, we don't know that Petullo can't be that guy.
And A.J. Brown saying change everything up means we don't want to run as much as we
But A.J. also
year.
Praised right. Petullo.
No, I agree. Yeah, yeah. I agree.
It was kind of very A.J.-esque.
That's more or less he wants to throw the ball more.
He wants the ball.
Let's be honest. What it really boils down to is that we have to be better in the passing game.
For sure.
I mean, that's really what it boils down to.
Yeah.
You can have all the plays you want to have. See, your problem is you're looking to be wowed by schemes. Before the season started last year, we focused on two things: blitz pickup and motion before the snap. Everybody was so enamored with
under the center.
Yeah, how much? Oh, I forgot about the under the center stuff. That stuff didn't win us the Super Bowl.
I just don't get why someone in the building already is. I'm supposed to believe he has the ideas to fix a passing offense he was in charge of. Like, if we agree fixing the passing offense is the main thing or making it better, he was there for that. He tried to fix.
Do you think the passing offense was better the last few games of the season?
I do.
Okay. So why can't we build off of that?
They could, but they also could have built off that with somebody from outside the building with new ideas, and Kevin Petullo would have still been here.
What if?
I mean, Kevin Petullo has been here for 4 years, and there's been no reporting and interest
well,
in him.
Well, the other thing is how much, and this comes back to Spike and Jack's argument, how much of it is whoever you have in here, there's going to be inherent challenges because maybe Jalen doesn't do everything.
I think that's definitely part of it, for sure.
Okay, but can we agree that he can get better in certain areas?
Yes.
Jalen?
Like, yeah,
sure.
He's allowed.
He's the second best quarterback in the NFL.
There we go.
Yep.
All right. He's allowed to get better at things. And I don't know if you said this the other day, Elliot, or a caller said this, Mike. But I do believe there's something to sort of unlocking Jalen's sort of mental block when it comes to cutting it loose. Let it go. Let the ball go. Feel free. Have confidence. Like he did in 2022. We saw him throw the ball in 2022.
But I guess my question is, why do you guys think that Kevin Petullo will do that when he has been in the building?
Well, because we trust the organization.
There we go.
I mean, they're the ones who decided to keep him.
Right. I think that was a mistake. I'm not going to fire him.
That's fine to think it was a mistake. That's okay. But all I'm saying is I can't necessarily get on a table and beat a drum saying that it was a mistake.
Yeah, you can't discount him. I don't
know what he's going to be.
It hasn't gone well. This is two different coaches with the sort of familiarity thing.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks, and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Agreed. But to say that he can't do it because the others couldn't.
Right.
I think that's unfair.
I also think Brian Johnson was a little bit of a scapegoat. I think Nick was the problem in 23 as far as the offense went. I don't think it was Brian Johnson. But I also think Kellen Moore, I don't think he really was that good this year up until the postseason. I thought he was a really good play caller.
Well, I got good news for you. If you think Nick was the problem, get ready to learn his right-hand man that just got hired to be the offensive coordinator.
That doesn't mean he's not going to be good at it.
Well, yeah, he could be good at it, but yeah. they had an opportunity to hire someone from another organization that could bring new ideas, and they're not getting that. Like, that's how you become scale.
Jalen Hurts even said, you were there at the presser when he said, I'm envious of the offensive linemen because they've had Jeff Stoutland as their position coach right. their entire career.
He lost
and
his position
I've never
coach.
Had that.
Yeah, he lost his position coach and his offensive coordinator. It's not like he's getting continuity. They're clinging on to a bit of it for the sake of it, but they're not actually keeping continuity. They lost two of the three people most important to Jalen. Two of them are gone.
But Kevin Petullo is a guy that he's got a relationship with.
Yeah, so they're getting a little bit of continuity. That's like the
best. I guess for me, this is still a team to put up a ton of points. It's not like you have to come in here and rebuild this thing. I mean, there's so many pieces in place other than what might happen at guard.
Right.
I don't know how you almost can't be
I don't
phenomenal.
Want to rebuild the offense, but we saw the way.
They underachieved this year.
I think offensively
until the playoffs.
I think they're going to need some new ideas next year when the whole league studies them all year. They're going to need a counterpunch, and maybe Kevin Petullo will do that. But I think a fresh set of eyes is more likely to come up with that.
By the way, you said until the playoffs. It was until the final two games of the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the first two games of the playoffs, the offense was not very good.
You're right.
You know.
Yeah, it was Washington game and the Super Bowl.
Yep. I think I said this a bunch of times. For me, I don't mind that they hired Petullo. I thought it was. Like, kind of malpractice to not interview other people. I think from the standpoint of, I would love to know, I think this is, as Elliot said, I think it is a very desirable job. And I would love to hear what other good offensive minds think about what we did and what they would
have done. I think that's fair. It almost felt to me like, hey, you know Kellen's going, you've paid your dues, and we're going to bump you up. Whereas there should have been at least conversation on different concepts.
Do you think that's a good process for hiring, though?
I think, well.
But to be fair to the Eagles, they were the last ones hiring.
True.
So all the other top coordinators had moved on somewhere else.
It's true.
So, like, what was there that was available to them that wasn't already, like,
yeah, I mean, that's fair.
Right, could be somebody else's Petullo.
That's not a worm thing either.
No.
You're up to four.
Yeah.
unless you did a little tampering like behind the scenes. Yeah. You know what I mean? Made some phone calls.
These guys, man. I can't
flying up the ranking.
Good analysis, man.
Right. No, it's good analysis. I agree.
I think he just moved up a notch.
Yeah, so, well, any move down the worm? Yeah, did I move down? No.
No, you actually held your ground there. You might, you actually did a good job.
Thank
Although,
you.
It's a little counter, you know.
Intuitive.
Like, yeah. Sure.
He's trying to get out of the worm thing.
Yeah. No, it's just like, we're talking about the passing game, and all I've heard for the last 2 hours how Jalen's actually elite.
He is elite.
Yeah, but the offense, we all agree, wasn't that good.
It was the pass game that wasn't good.
Yeah, they need to fix the passing game.
And we agree that he has the best wide receiver tandem in football.
Look, you can always get better. You can always get better.
Yeah. No, you got out of it. I appreciate it.
All right. Before we get to the text line, and Ruben, Rob, thank you for being with us today. I'm going to ask you the same question. We've discussed this. I asked Jason Avant. Rube, you first. The Patriots call the Eagles. They say, we'll give you the fourth pick in the draft for A.J. Brown. What do you say?
No, I wouldn't do it.
Another smart.
I would do it. Yeah. I would do it, and I draft Abdul Carter.
The original premise of the question is Abdul Carter is sitting.
I'd move up and get him. Well, if I'm at four, I can do it. There.
Throw in Devontae.
Let's say he's sitting.
I'm doing it.
If he's sitting there,
I'm doing it.
Yep.
Yeah. Then we better shut out everybody because how many points are we scoring?
What about Travis Hunter?
We get to keep Jahan Dotson.
If you have an elite quarterback,
well, good thing we have an elite QB. Yeah. Yeah. Elliot, would you do it?
AJ for number four and Abdul Carter.
Well, yeah, AJ for number four.
Yeah,
if Abdul Carter.
You know, Elliot.
I would. Yeah, but I'd be sad doing it. But I would.
Yeah, I wouldn't love it, but I'm doing it.
Just how we do it.
Look, GMs have to make tough decisions sometimes. That's what they told us.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Jack, this is the non-sentimental tour. So
exactly right. Let me tell you, the fact that you guys are willing to trade away top three wide receiver,
I love AJ Brown.
It's
crazy.
Hall of Fame potential for
an unknown.
For an unknown is crazy.
Crazy.
Got to take some risks in life.
I'm just. This is why. I'd be a better GM than Elliot would.
You would take Travis Hunter and you'd be a job.
No, mine was Abdul Carter. I think it's
well,
funny.
At least Travis Hunter played both sides of the football.
Yeah, I can't wait him to be average at both in the NFL.
So does Van Sumeren.
Yeah, exactly right.
There it is. There it is. That is the winning line. We have a live text line today.
Oh,
as Battle, who doesn't come to the office,
he does
come to
McGurk's. Yes.
Yeah, when there's a beer to be had, he's somewhere.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton in Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line. Text line. Text line. Let's make it a deal. We'll assume that Hugh is always keeping it a bean if Hugh stops saying it before every opinion. Deal? The Delaware Valley.
Oh, does Hugh say that a lot?
I'll keep it a bean, yeah.
Okay. Hugh is just having fun making me crazy today.
Hugh getting shots here, all right.
Yeah, honestly.
Strays.
I don't think, well, everybody gets strays on the text line.
That's true.
Though it's mostly me, so I'm sure the next one is me. What's next?
Hey there, little guy. You look bored. Do you want some crayons and paper to keep you busy? A McGurk's waiter to Elliot.
Yeah. This is not how we envisioned the free agency desk. It's not one free agency move in 12 hours.
Well, they actually have made a... They just made a signing.
Oh, who?
They signed A.J. Dillon.
Who's that?
A running back.
Oh. Running back.
Oh,
big
there
running
you go.
Back.
There you go.
Yeah, it's a big move.
There you go.
Not
finally.
Not the really...
Kind of good.
Not what you expect.
Well, he's a bigger bat. I wasn't really expecting.
He's not even guaranteed to make the team.
Yeah. He's a big bat.
He is a big dude.
Former first
Packer.
Round pick?
Yeah.
Or second round pick?
Came out of BC, maybe?
BC, yeah.
What's next? Hey,
something happened.
Oh, no.
I feel bad taking Elliott's, like,
nah.
Sweets and then bashing
him. It's just AJ.
Yeah. What's next?
No, I meant for bashing him.
Okay.
Great show today, honey. Except for that Jason guy. Val, Jill, and Renee.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jason Avant.
Jason Avant acting like a non-married guy today.
Yeah.
Talking about how your wife doesn't look good without makeup and in the morning.
I don't know what he was
night.
Talking about.
It's like,
see, that's what happens when he gets away from me on the post-game show.
Yeah.
He starts getting crazy.
I don't know what he was talking about.
It was really outrageous for Jason. He was like, well, I'm not married. You guys shouldn't be either. You know?
You guys shouldn't be either.
Yeah, it was tough stuff from Jason. What's next?
Because I've seen Back to the Future, I could definitely go back in time. Elliot at the free agency desk.
Dude, that is...
Did he go back in time? I'm missing that
No, he's saying...
He wishes it was last year.
No, he's saying because he's watched Howie, he could be a GM. Because he watched Back to the Future, he could also go back in time.
Got you. Yeah. Got it.
Also, it recalls... It also recalls Elliot's greatest take or greatest question ever, which was, if Michael J. Fox went back in time and slept with his mom before it was his mom, is it incest?
Yeah. Oh.
215.
Blue Chew.
I remember that day.
215.
Yeah. Matter of fact, weren't we out somewhere when
we
were in media.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Downtown media.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful moment.
It's a great question. What's next?
Kind of stuff doesn't happen in Delco.
No.
No. They don't even ask the question.
Exactly.
Yeah, what's next?
This is why Spike is my guy. The organization also told me to take a step back. Not once, but twice. And he still calls me elite. Nick Sirianni.
Oh, jeez.
It's true.
Well, it's true, but he is elite.
He's elite. There we go.
Yeah, and Nick Sirianni is elite for sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
Without calling plays or anything.
Yep. He's look, I have respect for guys who have soft skills, managing personalities, culture. That's the kind of guy I am.
Kind of reminds you of somebody.
Well, somebody.
Yeah, it wasn't very soft.
Could have been soon. Well, for some people
seriously.
Like you.
Well, it's not
I'm with
blue
you on that one, Rob. I heard it.
Yep.
What's next?
Waiter, how was your meal? Nick in Collegeville. It was not elite. Waiter, I'm sorry to hear that. Nick, don't be sorry. It was the fourth best meal of my lifetime. Alex in Lancaster.
Well, I can say this. It hasn't been an eventful day for the Eagles, but it has been an eventful day for us.
It
here at McGurk's and Royer's Ford.
Always
with
is.
The Birds Town Hall, brought to you by NovaCare. So, and it continues for one more hour.
How about that? Torture.
Fritz at 6?
Well.
Torture.
Well, and Rob.
Oh, Rob's
with
you.
Oh, my bad, Rob.
I'm hanging, man.
My bad, Rob. I didn't know.
So it's not torture now.
No, it's not. It's actually entertaining, though. And the good part is we don't have to talk about the Eagles. We're not, because it's not the first down thaw anymore.
Do you want Jack to talk about the Eagles for the next hour?
No! No one wants that.
So, of course, I'm here since 6 a.m. I leave the desk for 2 minutes, and they finally signed a free agent.
Yeah, you
missed it.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, Elliot. Great job today.
Thank you.
Elliot, are you still
the worst about that,
I'm
Elliot,
not, unfortunately.
The worst part about that is that Jack didn't even show you enough respect to hold that until you
That's
came back.
Yep, disgusting.
It was big news.
He doesn't care.
Yeah. It's a great deal.
It's a great deal. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, McErickson, for everyone.
Off a neck surgery, Spike.
And, it sounds like great. Great. That'll work
surgery.
Out.
He missed all of last year with a neck injury.
That's what I thought.
It's Rashad Penny 2.0.
Is that a big deal for a running back, neck surgery?
Yeah, it sounds like a big deal for any professional athlete.
He's a bruising back, too.
All right, thank you to everyone at McGurk's. We will talk to you
tomorrow.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.